Hello, everyone, and welcome to this live, this episode of the Magnetic Woman Show. And I want to talk to you about something that has come up today, like multiple times. And I think it's going to be really helpful, especially for those of you who are entrepreneurs, but really for any woman. And I've titled this like life and business is not a crock pot. And what I mean by that is I think that especially when it comes to like the coaching industry and being an entrepreneur, there's this idea and in life in general, right? There's this idea that like, we're going to like get to a place where we finally have it like set and then we can just forget it, right? Like we just get to like, again, and I see this a lot specifically within the coaching industry and with entrepreneurs. It's like, if I can just get to this income, this course, this thing, this element in my branding, then I will have arrived and then I don't have to worry again, right? And I'm seeing so many women sharing very openly and very vulnerably that they're at a place where they are so many years into their business and they're making so much money and like they're feeling really weighed down or trapped or like they're not enjoying it anymore. And the truth is, the only constant in life is change. And for those of you who are in personal development, self-development, spirituality work, and specifically those of you who are entrepreneurs in that vein and within like the coaching industry, you are constantly working on yourself. So quite frankly, it is naive. And I don't mean that in a bad or judgmental way, but like naive to think that I'm just going to get to something, some like quote unquote mountaintop and never have to change anything else in my business. And what I see is the most common theme right now is how, one, it's bringing up all of this shame, right? So there's this idea or idealized version of what it means to like have arrived or be successful or make a certain amount of money. And so the women who are sharing really openly and very vulnerably, like, oh, I used to make this much and now things have dipped and, but I'm like realigning or I'm burning things down in my business. You know, there's an element of like, I didn't want to share this, being scared to share it. And I get it, right? Because so much of the marketing, especially in the personal development and coaching industry for the last like 5 years has been like about success, about certain dollar amounts, about certain lifestyle pieces and elements. And I think what a vast majority of women are really coming into, and again, within the coaching industry and outside of it, is the realization and recognition of like, I'm coming home to my authentic truth. And I believe that like all parts of our journey, whatever your journey was to get to exactly where you are important and required and meant to be celebrated. But I think that it's really vital that we realize that, again, one of the big themes that I'm seeing is so many women being uncomfortable, resistant to, unaware of the death and rebirth process. And that is what is creating the sense of shame, the resistance to like burning things down that no longer serve you, the resistance to letting things go that aren't working anymore. And for every individual person, it's going to be very much a self-decision, right? Because at the end of the day, only you are going to know whether or not you need to like focus more. And this could be in a relationship as well, whether or not you need to like invest more or whether or not you need to decide to step away. And it doesn't matter when you get to the decision to step away from something, because again, there will be many a thing in your life and in your business that you need to step away from, that you need to let go of, that you need to burn down to the ground. If you don't have the tools, right? So what I teach in terms of sacred feminine ritual and initiation, as well as pleasure and embodiment tools, if you don't have those tools, that death and rebirth process can feel like excruciating to the point of not doing it, right? And so then, you know, the caterpillar becomes the butterfly by dissolving completely. And so many of you are stuck in that dissolving space. You're like, I've dissolved, or I'm like half dissolved, and I want to skip to being a butterfly because I think that the next type of success or the next type of fulfillment is going to come from this specific thing. But you have to be able to ride the waves of the death and rebirth process because it is constantly happening. And again, you could set something up in your business or in your life and you're like, oh my God, this is it. This is the thing. Like, you're thriving, you're making like X amount of money, like you have whatever happening in your life, like all you really want is a certain number of clients, you get it, and it's great. And then maybe you decide that you want to have a child or you have another child and you're like, this thing that I created cannot stand with this next evolution of who I am. This brand that I created, I've outgrown. This content topic, I've evolved from, right? And then there becomes this inner conflict and shame of like, I'm not supposed to do that, or then I won't be successful, or how would it look, or whatever. But when you master and can welcome in the death and rebirth process, which is so tied to the sacred feminine and reclaiming the sacred feminine and reclaiming pleasure and turn on in your life, right? Because again, for me, when you meld these two, the death and rebirth process, like you end up moving through it one so much quicker and you're like quantum leaping. Because when we resist it is when we stay stuck, right? And I think, again, what I'm just seeing again and again and again is so many women coming into the realization that things that they've built, things that they were taught, ways that they've created their business or their life or whatever came from somebody else, came in from an egoic place of like, well, I thought I should do this, or this is what success was, or, and most importantly, the invitation here is to look at, how did you think that would make you feel? What did you think that that would truly get you in your life, right? And then looking at, oftentimes it's a sense of freedom, it's a sense of pleasure, it's a sense of ease, it's a sense of fulfillment. And again, there are going to be things, relationships, experiences in your life that you desire and you get it. And then you do have that sense of ease, pleasure, fulfillment, whatever. And then after a certain period of time, it no longer does that for you, right? It's no longer giving you that feeling. And we stay so clenched, so holding on to it because we're terrified that if we let it go, we'll never have that sense of pleasure, of ease, of freedom, of whatever. But when we're clenching on so hard, so terrified to let it go, what we're missing is the invitation into the death and rebirth process. And again, when you have the tools to move through the death and rebirth process, like here we go again, right? Because again, it is constantly happening in every area of your life. If we look at a woman's menstrual cycle, that is a 28-day normally. Of course, everybody's different. Not everybody menstruates. I get it. I get it. Let add in all the fucking caveats, okay? Our menstrual cycle is a regular fucking death and rebirth cycle, right? And what I have found for me personally is the more I have welcomed my menstrual cycle as a death and rebirth process, the more I've seen it as this like beautiful representation and like monthly initiation and welcomed it as that, the easier it becomes to welcome other death and rebirth cycles in my life, right? And again, the death and rebirth cycle for certain things in your life, in your business, in your brand, in your relationships and whatever, are going to take the time that they're going to take. But what makes it so excruciating is the resisting of it and the lack of tools and the disconnection from pleasure along the way. Because it's like we resist it, we resist it, we resist it. And then usually the universe, goddess, God, whoever, like pushes us through it because we have to go through this evolution. And then we finally get to the other side of it. We're like, oh, thank God. Now I'll never have to do that again. And that's not true. You're going to have to just constantly go through death and rebirth processes constantly. This is one of the things we're doing at the Mary Magdalene Luxury Retreat, is we're mastering the death and rebirth process. We're mastering these like sacred feminine tools and initiations and rituals combined with pleasure and embodiment, so that you have the tools within yourself to continually awaken the next iteration of who you are, to continually awaken the next iteration of your body of work. And I know so many of you right now are like teetering on this edge of like, the things that you did in the past are no longer working. The ways you were showing up in the past are no longer working. And the new ways have not really come through yet. And a big part of that is because you've not allowed the full death and rebirth process. So if that's where you are, you need to come to the retreat. And I know it's 10 days away, and I know it might feel crazy for some of you, but I also feel that there's a few more of you who are meant to be there and meant to experience this. Because imagine taking 5 days just dedicated to yourself, dedicated to gathering the tools and activating like the ancient feminine wisdom within you, walking where Mary Magdalene walked, soaking in the transmission of her, of the sacred feminine, and doing it in a way where we're like steeped in pleasure and turn on and embodiment. Because again, the death and rebirth process is going to happen in your life no matter what. And so creating a baseline of pleasure in your life is what's going to help you no matter what. Look, I am currently going through a massive death and rebirth process, and I have for a while in my business. And now it's like whole life overhauling. And if I did not have the emotional alchemy and pleasure-based embodiment practices that I have, I don't know what I would be doing right now. One, I definitely don't think that I would actually be moving through it. I think I would be stuck in my bed eating a pint of Ben and Jerry's, which I'm not going to lie, there have been many an evening where I've been in bed eating fucking ice cream and chocolate cake during this. That's not wrong or bad, but you get stuck in the mud. You get stuck in the swamp. You get stuck like mid-dissolving caterpillar. And again, we have to let go of this idea that our lives or our business are like a fucking crock pot where we just can get to a point where we set it and forget it and like the end. And now, of course, if you're running an online business, are there systems and structures where you get to set things up and like not have to be actively working day in and day out in them? Yes. And that's a goal and that's a point. But even with the idea of like a funnel, let's say, maybe you're running a course about, I don't know what, right? And you set up a funnel for it and it's like thriving and doing so well and all of these things. And then in 6 months or a year or 3 years, you have something else that you want to say, or you realize that that topic, like it's not selling anymore. It's not working for you. It doesn't feel good, right? I'm not saying that there are not points where you get to like set things up and reap the benefits, definitely. And I'm not saying that just because you hit resistance or a challenging time, that means burn it all to the ground and the relationship, shut down the business, change everything in your life. No. But again, when you have the emotional alchemy tools, the sacred feminine rituals, and when you have the pleasure-based embodiment practices, you're tapped into your intuition to know the difference. Real life here with the dog, guys. Hey! And when you're tapped into your intuition, then you can rightfully know which one it is, right? When you're tapped into the sacred feminine and grounded spiritually, when you're turned on and living from pleasure in your full expression, you know what it is. You know what you need to do. You know when that season has ended, right? We resist the seasons of life. This idea, again, that like you're going to get to a certain point in your life or your business or whatever, where you just get to set it and forget it and not worry about it again, then it's causing you so much harm and unnecessary shame. It's causing pain because you're in such a state of resistance and you're self-shaming and blaming because you think, well, this person made X amount in certain amount of months. And like, I haven't done that. And, you know, I'm trying to do it their way. And everything in you is like, this isn't working. This isn't right. This doesn't feel good. But you're like, I have to do it this way. Right. And again, it is about being in tune enough with yourself and your intuition that you know the difference between your resistance and between being invited into a death and rebirth process. And again, the death and rebirth process is going to be happening constantly in your life. Parts of your identity, parts of your business, parts of relationships, friendships, all of it. So when you have these tools of mastering the sacred feminine, being connected to the sacred feminine, having emotional alchemy practices, and having pleasure-based embodiment practices, the way you move through the world is so different. And it's one where shame does not have a permanent place in your life. It might come up because it's a normal emotion and we're deeply conditioned to feel ashamed as women, right? It'll come up, but you move through it so quickly. So if you want these tools, right now there's two ways that you can get it. One, you can join me in France for the Mary Magdalene Luxury Retreat. So imagine being with me in person for 5 full days going through this stuff. It's going to be so epic. So you can go to themagneticwoman.com/luxury-retreat and sign up. Today is the very last day to be able to get the hotel option. Or you can join us inside the Red Temple, which is a year-long container where we do sacred feminine rituals, where you get pleasure-based embodiment practices. It's a community. And the way that it's going to be expanding over the next year is just mind-blowing. That is on sale through midnight tonight. So you can go to themagneticwoman.com/temple-sale. And again, give yourself the permission, the space, the acknowledgement that if you're in a death and rebirth cycle, you haven't done anything wrong. You're not being punished. It's not that you're not good enough. It's not that that thing wasn't good enough. It's that you are in a natural evolution of life. All right, my loves, I hope you enjoyed this. If you have any questions about the retreat or the Red Temple or anything at all, please feel free to reach out to me, and I'll see you soon.